This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Most of us have heard of the leaky gut, where the mucosal barrier of your gut lining have been compromised, so there's a permeability issue that allows undigested food, pathogens, and waste material to seep into our bloodstream and into our tissues, causing a variety of inflammatory issues, including allergies, GI symptoms, muscle and joint pain, autoimmune disease, endocrine issues, and much more. But have you heard of the leaky brain? How about the importance of the BBB, blood-brain barrier? Today on Wellness for Life, we have the world-renowned Dr. Tom O'Brien, the Sherlock Holmes for chronic disease and metabolic disorders. He's a functional medicine expert in the field of chronic disease and metabolic disorders and the number one best-selling author of The Autoimmune Fix and newly released You Can Fix Your Brain just in 1 hour a week to the best memory, productivity, and sleep you've ever had. Let's welcome my good friend, Dr. Tom.
Hi, Suzanne. That's a really nice introduction. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Ah, so happy to have you on my show again. You know, you've been here in the past for The Autoimmune Fix, your major book that just brought everyone into light about how autoimmune can wreak havoc to our health. And this is really what it's all about, modern disease. You know, you're here to talk about your new book and how it can help millions of people live a healthier, happier life by fixing their brain. So let's talk about it just quickly. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, you know, all of us know someone who had a heart attack and survived and changed their diet, started exercising, and they look better than they've looked in years. Most of us know someone diagnosed with cancer who went through the therapy and it's in remission and they're doing great. No one knows anyone diagnosed with a brain deterioration disease who's doing great. That it scares us. It terrifies us because we think we're helpless and we are not. The brain is the yellow canary of your body. That when there's something wrong, you're going to notice it in the brain often before you notice it somewhere else. So the more we know and understand of how our brain functions and how to kind of turn that steering wheel a little bit, just a little bit, so you head in a little bit different direction towards better brain health instead of poor brain health, the more we learn about that, the happier we're all going to be.
No doubt. You know, this condition that a lot of us, and it's like the fastest growing disease in this country, Alzheimer's disease. This is what my mother at 88 calls old-timer disease. And this is what she's afraid of the most. She's not afraid of cancer. She's not afraid of a heart attack or stroke. She's afraid of old-timers, as she says, Alzheimer's. She doesn't want to lose her memory, her ability to remember things and the people that she loves. And so she wants to do whatever it takes. And of course, I'm constantly feeding her the right supplements, telling her about the different things that she can do. And that's what you have done in this book, Fix Your Brain. But given us all the right specific information, that strategies we can all implement. So first thing I'd like to share, talk about is what are some of the triggers that you've put together in this book that are important, that's really the causes of brain issues. What are those triggers that we need to all now look and understand?
You know, it's similar to what we've been hearing about for years with heart disease and with autoimmune diseases. And that is inflammation. If there's inflammation, inflammatory molecules in your bloodstream, they can easily cause a breach of the blood-brain barrier. I call it B4, capital B number 4, stands for a breach of the blood-brain barrier. So you get B4 if you're sensitive to dairy and you eat dairy. You get B4. You're very vulnerable to getting B4. If you're sensitive to wheat and you eat wheat, you can get B4 if you're sensitive to tomatoes. It doesn't matter. So that's the first. The second thing is, as we know from our friend Dr. Dale Bredesen, 60 to 65% of all Alzheimer's cases are called inhalation Alzheimer's. It's what you're inhaling that goes right up the nose, straight along the olfactory nerves, straight back to the memory center of your brain. And it triggers an inflammation response in the memory centers of your brain. That's why the smell test that we put together is one of the earliest markers that you got a problem in the memory center of your brain, because you can do a really simple smell test, and if it comes back positive, it is directly associated. There's a number of studies on this, directly associated with, it's not a problem of your nose. It's a problem of the memory center of your brain. Now, why are they connected? How is it that smell is connected with the memory center? Why do the nerves of smell go right to the memory center? Because your ancestors, if they were walking down the trail 2,000 years ago and they smell lion, they better turn around really quick and walk the other way. You know, that smell is our first defense against danger. You smell it, you get out of there right away. And in today's day and age, we don't use our sense of smell very much, but the structure, the architecture of our bodies, the nerves of your nose, of smell, the olfactory nerves go right back to the memory center. So when you start losing your sense of smell, it's a direct biomarker that the memory centers of your brain are inflamed and they're degenerating.
I've got to talk to you about the smell test, because thanks to you, y'all sent me a kit. And I was so excited to do it because, you know what, when I was, 7-8 years ago, I had a terrible head injury, Tom. You and I might have talked about it. And I had a severe head injury that I thought that I was not going to be able to work again because I had a great deal of memory loss, a great deal of sarcopenia in my body, panhypopituitarism, where I lost the function of my adrenals, my thyroid, my ovaries. I literally lost my period within a couple of weeks after the injury. So I knew something was bad.
And look what you've done with all that. High five to you.
Can you believe it? I'm giving you double tens, man. Tens right here.
Yeah.
Tens. Because I'll tell you, it was scary. It was super, super scary.
Yes.
But when I did the smell test, I thought to myself, oh, I've got to pass this thing. And it was crazy. It was such an interesting thing. It's so easy. Anyone can get it, and they can get it on your website, thedoctor.com. And that's theder.com. And it's a very simple 12 cent or odors that you smell and see if you can detect it. Now, I was shocked with the different types of smells you had on there. There was one that was gasoline, and gasoline actually is one of my triggers of toxic effect to my brain. I know that because I've had this happen to me before, you know, and whenever I'm at gas, I don't even do the gas anymore. I don't even pump gas. I either use full service, which is crazy because it costs so much money, or my husband takes care of it for me. He doesn't have as much of an issue of his brain as I do. But anyway, sure enough, that was a scent that was on your kit. Oh.
Yeah. They're 12 cents. They're scents that we commonly can recognize. You know, they're not weird, like jasmine, because some people don't know what jasmine smells like, but everyone knows what rubber smells like.
Yes, and you strawberry.
Everyone knows what a strawberry's right.
Yeah,
right. Everyone
exactly.
knows.
But guess what, Tom? I passed it with flying colors. I got every 12 right.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, that's a sigh of relief. You know, that's a really good marker that there's no indicators of inflammation in the memory centers of your brain. That's
great.
That
means a lot.
It's a simple test. Everyone should do it. Everyone should do the test. Why? Because if it comes back and there's a problem, if you score 10 or more out of 12 correct, you're fine. But if you score 9 or less out of 12 correct, you got a problem. And it's kind of like a wake-up call. Say, well, what do I do? Well, now you find the practitioner to work with, who's going to look at where is the inflammation in the brain coming from, and they're going to look for markers of inflammation in the brain. There's a test called the neural zoomer. There's a simple urine test. It's a geeky word, 8-hydroxy-2-deoxyguanosine. But it's a really simple urine test that if you got inflammation killing off nerve cells, the 8-hydroxy is going to be elevated in your urine. Or a simple blood test looking at antibodies to your brain. This is all in my book. It's all inside. You can't fix your brain.
With regarding the these markers and whatnot, obviously the problem is that whatever is disrupting the blood-brain barrier, the breaching, as you say, the B4, that's what we got to stop. We got to stop
exactly
that, right.
Yeah, listen. People don't know this. People don't know there are two drug companies, major pharmaceutical companies, that shut down their Alzheimer's divisions. They laid off the researchers, laid off all the people in those divisions. They closed down the departments. Why? Because they've spent billions, literally, and they're never going to find a cure for Alzheimer's. There's never going to be a pill, because Alzheimer's is, it's not a disease. It's the end stage of a whole lot of inflammation killing off brain cells. But there's no test for Alzheimer's. You know, like with heart disease, you can check for your cholesterol levels and many other markers. They've shut down the department and say, you know what, let's put our money somewhere else. So people think, and we've been trained to think, there's a pill to fix everything. There is no pill for Alzheimer's. There will never be a pill for Alzheimer's. You have to figure out where is the inflammation coming from. And as our friend Dr. Bredesen has told us, there's 37 things you have to look at and fix the ones that are out of balance. Then you stabilize the brain, and then the brain starts regenerating a little bit healthier, a little bit stronger.
Great, great. You know, regarding my head injury, what I had was actual physical trauma. There's physical trauma that can cause brain inflammation and problems, which will, of course, then create all these symptoms of brain fog, anxiety, insomnia.
And even before.
You're absolutely right. Exactly. For me, it was the mitochondria were dying in my brain. All right. I had to do is I had to resuscitate the mitochondria, create more robust mitochondria in my brain, and do everything I could to get my mitochondria and, of course, the nerve cells back. And that's when I wrote the book Mighty Mito. So what we're talking about, neurological or brain or cognitive function, we're talking about all sorts of conditions, not just about Alzheimer's, but multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. All of these other neuro disorders, it's all linked to that blood-brain barrier.
They all are. Depression, anxiety. I mean, if you are on an antidepressant, if you need the medication, you take it. But it's causing B4. It's causing a breach of the blood-brain barrier, which means more molecules get into the brain. You know, as you started off in the introduction, we all have heard about the leaky gut, and there are tests for the leaky gut. What people don't know is that the blood test for a leaky gut to identify that intestinal permeability, those things they're testing are also components of every epithelial lining in your body. That means your gut, your bladder, your lungs, and your brain. So the test for leaky gut is a partial test for leaky brain. There's more than just the markers for leaky gut, but if you got positive markers for leaky gut, you very likely also have B4 going on.
So you've got to remember, if you're the markers for the leaky gut test, it's an indirect positive. It's indicating, if it is positive, it's indicating that you might even have a leaky brain. So you've got to really work on more than just your gut lining. You've got to work on your blood-brain barrier.
Right, right. And, you know, the question is, well, how do you do that?
Exactly.
Well, everything you do to heal the gut also heals the brain. Everything you do, every one of those nutrients that we know very well heal the gut, heal the brain. Other things that help, there's a wonderful product from the adaptogenic herb company, Sun Horse Energy. Sun like the sun, Sun Horse Energy. The product is called Fog Cutter. And Fog Cutter is high in a number of herbs. One of them is Bicalin. What Bicalin does is it heals the blood-brain barrier. Other herbs in Fog Cutter stimulate the production of the brain hormone. The most important brain hormone to get your brain stronger is called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And so Fog Cutter helps with that tremendously in increasing your BDNF levels and in helping to heal B4, as long as you still don't have all the inflammation that caused B4 in the first place. So if you're sensitive to foods, you have to stop eating that food, or else you know, it's like you're throwing water to put out a fire in one area, but then you're throwing gasoline if you keep eating the food in another area. And so you have to look and see, where is the inflammation coming from in my body? And when you start reducing the inflammation, then there are nutrients that will help you accelerate the healing of the blood-brain barrier and calming down the inflammation in your brain.
Got it. So, you know, on this radio show, we talk a lot about what are all the things that we can do out there ourselves in our home and recognize what is the toxicity, toxins going in. Ultimately, what you're saying is what we breathe in, you talked about the inhalation issue earlier with Dr. Dale Bredesen and his recommendations there, but whatever we breathe in, whatever we put on our skin, whatever we eat, whether it's foods or drinks, things like alcohol, people don't realize alcohol is a gut barrier disruptor. It does cause permeability issues. And many, many people in this country, we do have alcohol, you know, so we got to watch out on that.
Oh, listen to this study. They looked at 346 pregnant women, and they collected urine samples in the 8th month of pregnancy. They measured the urine for levels of 5 different types of phthalates. Phthalates are chemicals that mold plastic. So any plastic has phthalates in it, like the plastic covers, the imitation leather that's plastic on some sofas. They're loaded with phthalates. And they looked at just 5 phthalates. The one that most people have heard about is bisphenol A or BPA. They looked at BPA and 4 other phthalates. When they measured the level of phthalates in these pregnant women's urine, they put them into 4 different categories. The lowest quartile of phthalates in urine, the next quartile, the 3rd quartile, and the highest quartile of phthalates in the urine. They then followed the offspring of these pregnant women, you know, after their children were born. They followed them, and at 7 years of age, they tested their IQs. What did they find? Every child whose mother was in the highest quartile of phthalates to urine compared to the children in the lowest quartile of phthalates to urine, every child in the higher quartile, their IQ was 7 points lower. The average was 7 points lower than the children in the lowest quartile, whose moms were in the lowest quartile of phthalates in the urine. So these plasticizing chemicals that we all get every single day of our life, they impact on the development of baby's brain. So those children whose moms were in the highest quartile never had a chance to live to their full potential. 7 points IQ, you know, 1 point difference is noticeable. A 7 point difference is a difference between being an A student working really hard and being a C minus student working really hard. They're really working. They're not slacking off. They just can't get it. They can't think that clearly. And it's because their moms, high phthalate levels during pregnancy, these children's brains never develop properly. We have to get aware that you can't be exposed to all these chemicals because they just accumulate in the body. And there is no study anywhere that shows the amount of phthalates that come from you take your leftover chicken and you put it in a plastic container in your refrigerator. The next day, the chicken's got phthalates in it because the plastic containers leach out phthalates. But there's no study that says that the amount that leaches out of the plastic containers is a problem for humans. There is no study, and that's why the industry gets away with it. However, this stuff accumulates in your body, and it accumulates more and more and more, and you hit a threshold. Now it starts affecting your health. I'll give you one more example. In Denmark, they did a study. The government did a study. Should we recommend women not breastfeed in a first pregnancy? What? No, really. It was a big study. They went on for over 2.5 years. It's supposed to be 6 months, but there's so much information. It went on for over 2.5 years. Why? People in Denmark eat a lot of fish. Kids start eating fish at a very early age. The fish come from the fjords. The fjords are long and narrow. The farmers in the area have been using PCBs, DDT, insecticides, pesticides for 40 to 50 years. The rain washes the pesticides into the stream that goes into the river, that goes into the fjords, that goes into the fish. There's no study that shows the amount of PCBs in fish is toxic, because they're very small amounts. But if you can't detox this stuff and get it out of your body, it gets stored. The brain says, get this away from me. Get this out of the bloodstream. Throw it into storage. And what are the storage cells of the body? The fat cells. And these particular types of chemicals, they're called endocrine disruptors. They disrupt your testosterone and your estrogen-loving cells. So these chemicals, if you can't get rid of them when you're exposed to them, They get stored in the estrogen and testosterone cells in your body. So let's take a 28-year-old woman, healthy, great shape, gets married, has been eating fish for 27 years, now gets pregnant, has a healthy pregnancy, about to deliver, and the brain says, all right, let's start making some milk, breast, because we're about to have a baby come here. We need some food. Where is the milk produced? What's the raw material for that makes the milk in the breast? It's the fat cells of the breast. What are the fat cells loaded with? 27 years of PCBs and DDT that have been accumulating in the breast. Now mom has a healthy delivery, hopefully a healthy delivery, and now she starts breastfeeding baby, but that breast milk is loaded, measurably toxic levels of PCBs in the breast milk. So the government did this huge study. Should we recommend women not breastfeed in the first pregnancy? Because, you know, after a first pregnancy, if the kid's breastfeeding, then you detox the breast. All that crud is gone from accumulating for 27 years. So every other pregnancy should be fine. And the outcome of the study was that the government said, no. It's more important to breastfeed than not breastfeed. And I agree. However, I take it a step further. Every woman of childbearing age needs to detox her breasts before she gets pregnant. Get that crap out of there so that your baby's brain, your future baby's brain, is going to have the very best possible shot at being vibrant and healthy, because we need really smart kids to change this world, because we've really messed it up big time. And the next generation has to clean up all of our mistakes. But women need to learn how to detox. It has to be on their minds when they're sitting at coffee with their friends, you know, a couple of girlfriends sitting together and talk about, well, I've been detoxing. I learned about this. Well, I learned about this. And so they share and focus. And it's a big problem. It's a huge problem now, Suzanne.
It sure is.
A huge problem.
You know, Tom, you're talking about pregnancy and all that. My son, Cody, this was in the 1990. He was born 1994. But what I wanted to say is that I had mercury toxicity in my body.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to me, yep. I had a cracked amalgam filling. But
you didn't know it. Right?
And I didn't know
right?
it.
You did
and
not know
it. Back then, nobody talked about fish being a problem. And I ate tuna fish 2 to 3 times, probably more like 4 to 5 times a week. Tom, I was loaded with mercury, loaded. And what ended up happening was Cody was born with fetal male syndrome, meaning he had mercury in his body. And that's part of the reason why he had such a severe multiple chemical sensitivity issues, food allergies, skin allergies, you name it.
Yep.
That's how I got into the work in holistic medicine and environmental medicine, because of my son. But, you know, one of the other things that...
thank God in some ways that happened, you know, because... The result is Cody's fine now, and thousands and thousands of people are benefiting from hearing what you've learned.
There is no doubt, Tom. That's for sure. And, you know, everyone here who's a mother, who's a sister, it doesn't matter. It could be a father. You all have to be health detectives for your own, be your own health advocate, and for your own family, your own children. And you got to just start digging deeper and not just saying, well, I need to take this drug to get rid of the pain or the headache. You just got to keep on looking and figuring out what it is going on and what's the real root cause of the issue.
Right. Yeah. It's great to take the drugs. It's excellent. I mean, if you need the drugs, you take them. You don't suffer. Now, try the natural stuff first, always. But if the natural stuff doesn't work, you take the drugs, but you don't stay there taking drugs. You take the drugs so you can function and you figure out, where is this stuff coming from? Why is this going on? And it may take you a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a year. Who cares how long it takes? But you just keep working on it. You'll figure it out if you keep asking the question, listen to shows like this show, read books like our book, Suzanne's book, my books, and you will figure this out.
That's it. What else do we have? Because we all, you know, the better we feel, the better we can serve the world. And whatever you do, your own community, your family, your environment with people that you work with, it doesn't matter. You're here for that. And your book has been phenomenal. I love your book. You Can Fix Your Brain. Where can we find more about you?
Oh, our website is thedr.com. Don't spell the word doctor out. The doctor.com. And, you know, the books are there. The books will route you straight to Amazon or to Books A Million or to Barnes & Noble. But when you go through the website, you also get a bunch of free handouts and things that I think are quite valuable. And we also have Betrayal there. It's the docuseries we did that talks all about autoimmunity and where it comes from. I would like to say one more thing about the new book, and that is the subtitle of the book is Just 1 Hour a Week to the Best Memory, Productivity, and Sleep You've Ever Had. And that's not a cutesy title. That actually is the secret to success in changing lifestyle, that as you learn of new things, it's so overwhelming to try to figure out what to do. It's overwhelming, but every Tuesday night after dinner, every Sunday morning after services, you know, whenever it is, but every week you allocate 1 hour. I'm going to learn a little more about this. So you go to my website, or if you read the book, then one Tuesday night, you open the book, say, all right, I'm going to deal with the kitchen right now. And you go in there, and there's three different URLs to go order glass containers. Get the Tupperware out of the kitchen. Give the Tupperware to your husband to store nails in the garage. Get it out of the kitchen. Get it away from food. So you go online, you know, you go to MilesKimball.com or Amazon.com, one of the sites that we give you, and you look at the glass containers. You say, oh, those are nice, and oh, I like these better. And they say, oh, I need three round ones and a couple of square ones and one for the pies. And you order them, pay with your credit card, hit send. It took you an hour. You're done for the week. You're done for the week. But
what's
never
great is that
again.
You create action items. You create action. These are things that we have to do, action items, and they're easy. And what's also really incredible is your brain masterclass, the 37 videos that you talk about on really teaching you exactly about your brain and how to power up your brain. And you can get that at drsuzanne.com/brain class. And that's the class that Dr. Tom goes through, 37 videos. So there's so much you can do. You could do it just 1 hour a week, or you can really do a deep dive through his class. So drsuzanne.com/brain class. That's where you find out more about his brain masterclass. Man, you're awesome. I love talking to you. We've got to have you back here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I know you've learned a great deal of valuable information, so you can share the show with your loved ones. If you change your brain, you can definitely change your life for the better. And if this is your first time listening in, make sure to subscribe so I can continue to serve you with the most current natural health information available today. Also, connect with me on Instagram at Dr. Suzanne. I post regularly on how to be the best version of yourself through nutrition, self-care, lifestyle, and kimchi. And what's great is that I engage with you directly. Yes, I respond to all of your comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper into your health issues, I work with people globally through phone and Skype consultations. You can get my contact info on my website, drsuzanne.com. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.